Well, I'm glad you call stories and stuff. Here we are again, sometimes stories and sometimes just stuff. From Minneapolis, I'm Joy Bubbles, your storyteller. Yeah, I remember my dad. There was one time he was manager of Thule Myron Studios, a photography studio in Miami. He was manager of one of the studios, anyway. And after work time, after the regular work time, when everybody else left, Daddy, as the manager, would have to work late, which means I got to go in the back of the studio. You know what was back there? A phone room with, like, about 20 phones in it. And you know how I love phones. Well, there was rows of them. And I'd get to go back there and learn about new exchanges and listen to phone lines and all that kind of stuff. And there was as many phones, more phones than I could imagine. One night, though, when I had just gone back there and I was starting to sit down and use the phone, a lady came in and said, "You're not supposed to be in here. You've got to get out right now." And I said, my daddy's the boss. He said I could be in here. She said, "No, the boss left. She's left already. And nobody can come back here." So all I had to do is say one word to fix it. I just said, "Daddy." And he came in and said, "What you need, honey?" And the lady recognized him. He wasn't the boss. He was her boss's boss, which actually she had never even spoken to him. She started kind of trembling and stuttering and was kind of starting to cry and telling him she was so sorry and me she was so sorry and everything. And Daddy just laughed and said, "Well, now you know something you didn't know. Are you really his daddy?" And he said, "Well, let me say it this way. He was one day old, and I was holding him, and you know what? This little guy, he peed all over me when he was a baby. And another time when I was carrying him out to take him to the doctor, he got sick on me. I guess I am his daddy, aren't I?" And so she was still pretty upset, afraid she was going to get fired or something. And, "Oh, is there something I could do to make it up?" And Daddy said, "Yeah, there is one thing. You could read my son stuff out of the front of the phone book. The new phone book just came out, and he loves to hear it about new exchanges and stuff." And she started to read, and there's a big long list. How would I know the new ones? I said, "Oh, you won't, but I will. You just read them, and I'll stop you on the ones that I didn't know was there to make sure you read them right." And there was like four or five new exchanges, and we looked up all the dial-as, and there was a new dial of devotion and a dial of thought and a dial of saint in there in the phone book and everything. So it turned out okay, because Daddy got to know her, and sometimes when the supervisor was unavailable, he had her be acting supervisor and stuff. And it didn't turn out too bad. Isn't it funny, though, how I didn't have authority? I just had, except by who my father was, me being child of the father. And all I had to do was call on my father's name. That day I said, "Daddy." And that was all I needed to say. Well, you know, in fourth grade, I learned how to play hooky. You know where I learned it from? Yeah, you guessed it, my daddy. There was something, though. I knew Daddy knew everything, but there was one thing I didn't know he knew. I didn't know he knew where me and my sister went to school there at Edgewood School in Fort Lauderdale. But one day he showed up, and he said, "Honey, come on, we're going to play hooky, just us boys." "What's play hooky?" "Oh, when we just leave and go out, and you can just have a day that's for you and do anything you want. Everybody ought to play hooky once in their lives." Play hooky? I've never heard of that. "But Daddy, you're supposed to be at work." "Oh, I'm playing hooky from work, too." I don't know how he decided to do it that day and surprise me. But we got in the car. I was so speechless and so surprised at first I couldn't think of anything to do. And he said, you've always talked about wanting to feel some wheels on a train. I found the boxcar. I know where one is, and it's right on the railroad track. We can go out and feel the wheels. And so we got out, and I said, Daddy, there's this funny thing that sticks out from the wheel and against the track here. And he said, yeah, that's called the flange. That kind of helps the wheel stay on the track. These wheels are metal? They feel like metal. Yeah. And I tried to lift up the boxcar, and he says, oh, 5-10 people couldn't lift the train. They're real heavy. And then I touched the back of the wheel and got greasy, and he said, oh, just wipe your hands on your pants. This is a special day. And we went into the place where they, you know, worked on the trains, and Daddy said, you know, my son has always wished he had a piece of railroad track. And the guy said, what's he want, 25 feet, 50 feet, or what? And I said, well, I want to be able to pick it up and carry it around. And so he said, well, here, feel this piece, and we'll cut off what you want. And so I think it was like 8 or 10 inches long. And he said, well, you come back in an hour or two, and we'll have it cut off with the blowtorch, and it'll take a little while to cool. And I said, you know, I love steel marbles. Do you have any of those? And he says, oh, I got some that can't be used anymore on a train. They're a little worn, but they're good to play with. And so he got me some. There was marbles that weighed almost half a pound. They were like big as golf balls. And then he gave me some smaller and different size ones that were smaller. And I never knew trains could have that big of ball bearings. And then he said, here's one you might like. And he found me a roller bearing. It was round but flat on the edges, kind of like a big thick paperweight, maybe 2 inches thick and about 4 or 5 inches round. It probably weighed about 3 pounds of solid steel. That was a thing to roll around the floor or slide, because it would slide real good too. So then I said, yeah, I've always wanted to see a phone box, you know, where the wires go in. And so we drove around and found one. And it was locked, but at least I could feel the outside and the big cable coming in and out. But then a phone man came along and said, what y'all doing out here? And Daddy says, oh, I got a kid that loves phones. You know, when he was 3 years old, he crawled around the floor and said, I'm a telephone man forever. And so the guy says, well, let me open this up and you can feel inside here. And I said, gosh, there's lots of screws. And he said, yeah, they're called binding posts. And I said, how do you keep track of all these, like which wire is which on here? Oh, they're different colors. Like the first, they're in two groups of colors. And he said, they're blue, orange, green, brown, slate. And then other group is white, red, black, yellow, violet. And he went on to explain how that can make 25 pairs and the wires with a major or big color and a little color on the wires. And then the groups are put in binders and all kinds of cable stuff. And he says, oh, I know what you need to come over and see, some Icky Pick. What in the world is Icky Pick? Oh, you'll find out. So he went over to where there was a cable that he had opened up. And he said, this is kind of new, an Icky Pick. Pick is polyethylene insulated cable. And here, feel in here, you'll find out what Icky is. See, without, I suddenly said, what is that? It was like thick Vaseline-like stuff inside the cable. He said, yeah, that keeps the water out. You know, water would get into the cable, and it would make it all staticky and not work so good. But this Icky stuff in here is what keeps the water out, and some people around call it Icky Pick. So it was just a wonderful day. He talked some more about phones, and by then it was time for lunch, and Daddy said, I think my little phone man is hungry here, and I know I am too. And I said, yeah, I want 4 hamburgers, and I want to sit on the stool and be able to spin it as much as I want, the one that squeaks real loud. Because Daddy said I could do anything in the world I wanted that day. So sure enough, I think he slipped them at the restaurant a little bit of money to, you know, let me spin on it. You should have heard the noise when I could spin fast like I wanted to. I mean, some stools just go. This one, it went something like. Or something like that. And it got even louder as I went faster and faster. And I was spinning and spinning. And then when the four hamburgers were ready, I'd stop spinning and I'd eat. But sometimes I'd stop eating for just a minute or so and spin to help the hamburgers go down good. And had a sundae, strawberry sundae with strawberry syrup on it, since I don't like chocolate. And we actually came in that drugstore a few weeks or a month later. And you know what, though? That stool was all oiled and it didn't squeak at all. I wonder why. I think that day, though, we were playing hooky together, I think I spun on it for maybe 10 minutes. It was loud. Well, by that time, when lunch was over, we went back and the railroad track was still pretty warm, but it was all cut and he smoothed the end for me and everything, made it real nice. I kept that for many years. Sometimes Florida would have cold snaps. It would get down to 45 or 50 degrees and we'd all be freezing. And I remembered how long it stayed hot, so I put it in the hot water of the bathtub, wrapped it in a towel, brought it and put it under the covers with me and my sister. And we laid under there, and that was the railroad track. And so help me, it kept the bed warm the rest of the night for us. Even my sister was amazed that it stayed warm for so long. Yep, that was a day I remembered from fourth grade. I always waited for Daddy to come and play hooky again, you know, and he never did it again. It was just one of those times. I don't know exactly why or what made him do it. He almost never missed work either. And when he had showed me that wheel on the train and that part that stuck out, he said, was the flange. I asked the railroad man how to spell flange, and he spelled it for me. And about 4 years later, when I was in eighth grade and winning a spelling bee, one of the words on there was flange. And I spelled it, but you know, I didn't tell the spelling lady. I didn't tell her that, hey, I learned this word while I was playing hooky from school with my father the day when I skipped school and my daddy skipped work. It's a thing I'll remember forever. My daddy died of lung cancer back in 1995. He just was a heavy smoker and tried as hard as he could and couldn't give it up. I wish he's still around. Well, next week, there'll be another story. Take care of yourself and take care of each other. Stay strong and take some time to play and try real hard to stop smoking. See you next time.
At the tone, please record.